Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
81 degrees in the capital city. Welcome back. We're grateful that you are hanging out with us. 29 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. And with us in studio, this is going to be fun because our guest is a partner with the Brown Winnick Law Firm here in Des Moines, a member of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and one of the sponsors of the Business News Hour is ABI. And Beth Coonan has been with the firm for over 10 years, and she specializes in employment, workers' compensation, and business immigration law. It's an interesting time for her. Welcome to the News Hour, Beth. Grateful that you are here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's all right. This is you wrote a great piece, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I have to tell everybody that you're not originally from Des Moines.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm a transplant.
That's okay. You can be a trans. I am too.
Okay. All right.
So that's cool.
I don't know if we're just bearing our souls
here. We are. Yeah. This is confession.
All right.
I'll ask you all guys. No. Originally from the Chicago area.
I am. I grew up in Naperville.
Very nice.
Naperville, Illinois.
So what do you like best about Des Moines?
You know, I really like the accessibility of arts and culture, and I really enjoy my 7-minute commute.
Isn't that something?
It's great.
Yeah. For those of us who have had to endure the 45-minute to an hour and a half commute at one time in our life, this is nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, just down the street. Where are you going? Just to work, just 10 minutes away. And people on the outside that you tell that to, they go, no, come on, you got to be kidding.
Right,
right. True story.
Beats riding a train.
Amen. All right. So you recently penned an article for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and it was titled, Is Your Employee Handbook Worth the Paper It's Printed On? So it begs the question, what about an employee handbook can make it nearly worthless?
Well, a variety of things. I mean, first of all, if you've got outdated policies, policies that you're not following, policies that your supervisors aren't aware of, or maybe they're aware of and they're not enforcing, all those things can render an employee handbook basically useless.
You know, and what's the thing about many employers that think that they have to have an employee handbook that reads like War and Peace, that's
right,
750 pages long? What is this? What's the story with this?
You know, we don't need War and Peace. We don't need the Magna Carta. It needs to be a document that clearly communicates what your policies are and how you want your employees to operate and succeed. It should be a tool for both the employer and the employee so that they can both understand where each is coming from and what the expectations are.
Because otherwise you can get into trouble?
Yes.
No. Why would an attorney be in here
right,
saying something like that?
It feels like a setup.
Yeah, it is a setup. This is the softball question.
Right,
so
right.
What are you talking about? I mean, an employer, so if their employee handbook says A, but they're doing X, and there's a disconnect there. Does
that
open them up for some liability?
Sure it does. I mean, you've got, for example, a simple attendance policy, right?
Okay.
Says you're allowed 2 days of unexcused absences, and then maybe on the third day we're going to fire you. If you've got one supervisor applying that one way and another supervisor applying it one way, maybe saying, oh, I'm not going to count that day because I know you didn't mean to be absent. We're going to excuse it. If you have inconsistencies like that,
mm-hmm,
it can give rise to claims of discrimination.
Disparate treatment?
Come on, would you kid me?
Come on, nobody would do that.
It reads dollar signs.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
We'd like
to avoid that.
So, and that's a very important thing because sometimes people who are busy making business, I'm a self-weasel winding torque inducer manufacturer, and I've got 48 employees working for me. I ain't got time to figure out these employee handbooks. I've got one. It might be 10, 15 years old. So?
Yeah, it's true.
Where do you go to get this corrected?
Go to trusted counsel, somebody that, whoever you're working with, your business attorney. I'd recommend going to an attorney simply because there's attorney-client privilege between you and that person. And so any conversations you have about
sure,
maybe some of the practices that you've had in the past that haven't necessarily been non-discriminatory in nature, or maybe you've got some pay issues. And, you know, so you want to go and talk with somebody where there's going to be some sort of privilege there so you can sort of air your dirty laundry and get those policies cleaned up. And then it's a game of maintenance. You know, we recommend, especially given the current landscape where employment law is changing pretty regularly, and now it seems to be extremely, you know, a robust area for growth, you know, at a minimum every 2 to 3 years, bare minimum.
You know, and you just mentioned something that just triggered a memory with me. NLRB just last week or the week before had that ruling come down about franchise employees are really the employees of the company. So if I own a franchise and it's a burger franchise, now they're saying, well, hey, wait a minute, you gotta treat them like the rest of the employees for the big burger thing.
The new joint employer guidance is scary stuff. The Department of Labor has issued some recent guidance with regard to pay issues, and the comment period just closed on that on Friday, I believe it was. So we're going to see some activity there here, maybe before the end of the year. Who knows? Wow. But yeah, things are happening, and they're happening relatively quickly. And so, you know, we really do recommend that you get that stuff cleaned up and get it done.
Beth Coonan is a partner with the Brown Winnick Law Firm, also a great member of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and our guest for this segment. You know, when we talk about avoiding risk and those types of things, this can be very expensive. And sometimes it's what the employer allows to continue to happen under his or her watch. Just a couple of weeks ago, there was nearly a $13 million settlement down in Indianola because of a sexual harassment deal. I mean, so we're not talking $100K here or $50K there. We're talking some big dollars.
Absolutely. And it just highlights the fact that it's so important that we make sure that as employers, we're crafting policies that we can abide by ourselves, that we want our employees to abide by, and you know, that work with our business, that we can enforce, and that makes sense for everybody involved.
Well, there's no real insurance policy against employee litigation. I mean, it may happen.
True.
It may happen.
True.
And anybody can still sue for anything, and it still costs you money to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
So the best policy is what? At least be prepared?
Be prepared. Have a document that, you know, as a litigator, you know, your litigator can go in and throw up on the screen, and I can say, look, this is our policy. Our policy says we don't discriminate.
And don't deviate from that.
No, and we provide this training to our supervisors, and we do X, Y, and Z. So really, you want to, you know, it's a protective measure as much as it is an employee success tool.
Absolutely. Beth, what do you like the best about your job in employment law? And I see employment immigration law. That's got to be kind of crazy right now.
It's always interesting. I like the fact. What I like the most is that no 2 days are the same. Everything's different, and you know, there's always. I really enjoy helping employers find solutions
navigate
that work best for their businesses.
Yeah.
That's really the best part of my job.
And that opportunity with an attorney-client privilege. I mean, what you said earlier is so very important. No matter who your business attorney is, that you can have that freedom.
Absolutely.
To open up and
Absolutely.
Say, hey, this is what's going on.
I can't tell anybody.
If I do, that's not a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's some crime involved.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk about that later, Michael.
I like her already. Beth Coonan, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the Brown Winnick Law Firm. Over 10 years hanging around over there and with our good friends just down the street. Thanks so very much for joining us for this. And say hi to your pals up at the Iowa Association of Business and Industry.
I certainly will.
Do you ever get a chance to go to any of their gigs?
I do.
Yeah, I think they're fun people.
They're fantastic.
Man, the oldest business organization in the state.
And they represent a wide swath of businesses.
Yeah. And, you know, that was one of the most impressive things that I went to their conference and spoke at their conference, as a matter of fact, this last summer. I was surprised. It's not just the big employers. There's employers of every size there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great, great organization. Thank you so much. Beth Coonan, ladies and gentlemen, she's an attorney with the Brown Winnick Law Firm here in town. And we're talking about get your employment documents correct, would you please? We've got 5:38 on the clock. We've got to step aside really quickly. We've got the market report coming on. What the heck happened in Wall Street today? The Iowa 25 will take a look at the commodity report. And then Lucas Fried is going to join us. Yet this half hour, we're going to be talking about something really off the wall. And it's all about how you navigate or how you get in touch with businesses from a human perspective. It's fascinating stuff. It's coming up yet this half hour on the NewsHour.